Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Sorias, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Koyin Mashiach Shavrim Mishichusa V'achar Kachata. If you have a Koyin Gadol who was no longer a Koyin Gadol now, he's lost the job, and then he did the Avera that would normally make him bring a parak Koyin Mashiach, V'chein Anasi Shavrim Glosa V'achar Kachata. Or you have someone who was a king and is no longer the king, but then he does an Avera for which normally he'd be chayiv the special korban of a king. Koyin Mashiach Mevi Par. The former Kohen Gadol still brings the special Kohen Gadol Karban, whereas the Nasi, the former king, just brings a regular person's Karban. Because the Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol for life. Kohen Gadol Shavrim Shichuso is still considered a Kohen Gadol for many, many dinim, whereas a Kohen Mashiach, whereas a Nasi, is not a Nasi for life. Once he loses the job as king, he's just a regular guy at that point. Let's say the person did the Avera before he became the Kohen Gadol, and then he became the Kohen Gadol before he brought the his regular Karban. Now he becomes a Kohen Gadol. So he's just like a regular person. He brings a regular Karban that a regular person would bring. Rabbi Shimon Omer, if they knew that they had done the Avera before they were appointed to this position, then Chayavin, then they just bring the regular Karban. But if they didn't find out that they had done the Avera until after they already got their position, then Peturin, then they're going to be Pater from bringing any Karban, because they can't bring the special Karban of a Kohen Mashiach or of a Melech, because at the time they did the Avera, they were not a Kohen Mashiach or a Melech, and they can't bring a Karban of a regular person, because at the time that they became Chayiv in the Karban, they were not a regular person. Vezu Nasi, what do we mean by Nasi? Zeh HaMelech. We should have mentioned this a few Mishnayos ago. That's a reference to the Melech. Shnemer, Va'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Elokav, Nasi She'in Al Gabav Ela Hashem Elokav. We're referring to someone who, in the hierarchy of the Jewish community, the only one above him is Hashem Elokav, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvodo V'yatzmo. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a Kohen Gadol lost his job and then did the Avera, or a Melech lost his job and then did the Avera, the Kohen Gadol would bring the special power of a Kohen Gadol, whereas the king would just bring a regular person's karban, because Kohen Gadol is kind of a Kohen Gadol for life in a certain sense. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that if they did the Avera before they were appointed to their positions, so the Tanakhama says they just bring a regular karban. Rabbi Shimon says it depends when they found out. If they found out before they were appointed to their positions, then they just bring a regular person's karban. But if they only found out about the Avera after they were appointed to their positions, then they don't bring any karban. And then we just define that when we keep saying Nasi, what we mean is Melech, someone that only has Al Gabav Hashem Elokav. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey.